USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's all up to Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi as a massive economic stimulus bill is now before the Senate.
The Senate is going to stand together, act together, and pass this historic relief package today.
Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is also cheering the massive economic stimulus package, calling it unemployment insurance on steroids. The Democratic-led House is expected to take up the bill on Thursday. Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York now has over 30,000 confirmed cases of the Chinese coronavirus, with 285 deaths. The bulk of them still within New York City, which has nearly 18,000 cases. White House health officials are asking anyone that leaves New York to self-quarantine for at least 14 days. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.